say things. We've got to get moderate, firm but fair, and we've got to attack it from an ethical and a moral position, and for a Christian, from the Christian position. Love your enemies. It's hard. I find it difficult. I find it almost impossible. But I see a lot of the Judaic community as victims. They are a cult. I call them the Judaic Death Cult, or Club Death Judaica. Okay, it's a cult. It's been around a long time. They are victims, and we've got to encourage them over. So we give them a firm hand. We say, we're here, we're your friend, but we're not putting up with your bullshit. And we're not putting up with your half-baked conversions to Christianity. Okay? We're not putting up with it. And we're not stupid. We know what you get up to. We know how you pretend to convert and infiltrate. We're not putting up with your bullshit anymore. But we're offering a hand to say, welcome to the general human community. And we can all have a barbecue and get along when this war is over. But we cannot tell Jews, this Judaic community, that there's no hope for them, and we're going to round them up and slaughter them and wipe them from the face of the earth, and all this stuff I keep hearing. It's counterproductive on a multitude of levels, on a very practical sense, and certainly an ethical, moral and spiritual sense. That has to go. And if you get someone pushing that stuff, short of an outburst, we all get angry. If you get someone pushing that stuff, you know they are compromised. They're either a useful idiot, or they are being paid or blackmailed directly by the Judaics. This is what they work on. The Judaic community itself is split on a million and one levels. And Israel, it is falling apart. There's only one thing that keeps them together. The threat of 40 million Arabs, and in the general community, the threat of militant people like me, or even I will be pushed as a danger, though I have no intention of hurting anyone. The eternal victim, post-execution, that's what they live on. So we've got to be firm, but very fair and very clear on what our intentions are. And our intentions, I'll be quite honest, I want internment camps. I want internment camps set up where Judaics can be assessed and asked, do you want to be an Australian or American, or do you want to be a Jew first? Is your loyalty to your country and your people here, or to Israel?